time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, and good morning to all of you. Welcome to Friday morning already. Yes, it is. Woo, my. And, I've got some goodies here to give away today. Well, I've got food, and I also have the zoo. Okay, I'll tell you more about that in a little bit. Yeah, it's a great day. I mean, it's not as cold as it usually is. And tomorrow is the peanut push. Wow. I can only remember back in 1969 when I got that started. Gil Gomez was our weatherman. And that same year, I pushed Gil Gomez in a wheelbarrow across Marion. The second time, I think I pulled him across town in a bathtub. Yes, a cast iron bathtub. The third time was in Snoopy's doghouse. That was 4.5 miles from the radio station down to Kennedy Ford. Yes, it was a lot of fun. And the peanut push was always a lot of fun. And I got a lot of pictures of it. Wow. And so tomorrow is the peanut push again. And I'm not involved anymore. I got something started there, and hopefully, and it has done very well since. And it's fun getting things started and seeing it roll. Okay, well, today I've got one ticket to Sansoda's Fresh Italian Kitchen. I keep seeing on Facebook all these people saying, "Oh, I love Sansoda's Fresh Italian Kitchen." And rightfully so. It's so good. And I got a $10 card that you can cash in at Sansoda's. And then I've got, to go along with that, I got more tickets to the zoo than you could ever imagine. Let's see, these tickets are good until January 5th. And that would be, January 5th would be what? Today is the 6th of December. So you'll have plenty of time to see the lights at the Columbus Zoo and a couple of monkeys and rhinos, hippos, you name it. Okay. Oh, and giraffes, yes. Now, speaking of giraffes, what medicine did giraffes... Oh, yeah, that's a question here. I'll write it down. Okay. What medicine was used a giraffe imprinted on the bottle of medicine? Now, they had a giraffe on this bottle, on a glass bottle, and it advertised a medicine. What was the medicine? Ooh, okay. Figure that one out. 7403, and I just saw that question. The medicine started with the letter T. All right. The medicine with the giraffe imprinted on the bottle. And the giraffe was used on the bottle because it represented, what did it represent? Well, if I told you, I'd give away the answer. Okay, so that's my first question. My second question today is, years ago, now none of you people, unless you're in your 90s, would remember this. There used to be, maybe not quite that old, there used to be a place down here on West Center Street near the railroad station that sold fudge. And I once knew the lady that made the fudge, as she spent her last days at East Lawn Manor. And, boy, that was a long time ago. She made the fudge that was sold. I want to know the name of the place. Where, or what was the name of the fudge? Oh, here's somebody that knows. Okay. Hello, caller. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, I just called to thank you, man. It felt really good. First interview I've done in years. And you're a wonderful friend. Appreciate you. And let me make sure that when you email, I think I have your address, and I can't look in the rest of my phone right now because I'm talking. But send me your address, and I've got some cookies. So I'm going to put some cookies in the mail to you today.
Famous Amos cookies, right?
We'll call these Aunt Della's cookies.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right. Okay.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
On the radio.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
Okay. That was a man that Scott interviewed here in the last hour who is apparently acquiring Alzheimer's, but he's got a new cookie factory. Oh, pretty neat. Okay, now, name the company or the store that sold fudge down by the railroad station many years ago. I would say, 60 or 70 years ago. So are there any old-timers that can remember that? Yeah, there was another place with the same name in Bucyrus. Only the one in Bucyrus sold... had a soda fountain and those wire chairs. Remember those wire chairs that they used to have at soda fountains? And they sold sodas, and I was kind of thinking maybe they shined your shoes, but I don't think they did at that particular place. Starts with letter B, if that helps. Now, don't forget, I've got Sansoda Italian and tickets to the zoo. Okay, now, my next question is, let's see, yesterday I had quite a session on salt. Salt is Ohio's most mineral, the highest percentage of any mineral mined in Ohio would be salt. Salt is the one. Salt is king. And yet we have people telling us in the medical profession, stay away from so much salt. And yet salt is the number one mineral mined in Ohio. Of course, most of it goes to our roads. It comes from under Lake Erie and the Cleveland area and also under Detroit. And they harvest that salt for our highway. Then, of course, it's refined, doctored up a little bit, and appears in Morton salt. But what was the famous saying on a box of Morton salt? What was the famous saying on a box of Morton salt? Do you remember that? Oh, here we go. Okay, caller. Whoops. Go ahead, caller.
Is it Bianchi's?
Yeah,
made the fudge?
Yes, you're right, Bianchi. Yeah, yeah. Hey, you're doing all right today.
Okay.
Okay, you want your ticket to the Sansoda Italian?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and your name?
Charlie Durst.
Oh, Charlie, how you doing?
Okay.
Are you going to the peanut push tomorrow?
No, I think I'd go stay home and watch Ohio State basketball.
Oh, that's right. It's basketball. So it's a basketball football day tomorrow.
Yeah. Big basketball game and a big football game.
Yeah. Hope the weather's okay in Indianapolis.
Yeah, it's inside, though. It's in the dome.
Oh, yes. I've been there. And I once did a trade show there promoting Marion.
Yeah.
And I gave a speech there under that dome as President Harding.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I did any good or not, if anyone came from Indianapolis. But anyhow, Charlie, if you can get up here today, pick up your Sansodas.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, see ya.
Bye.
All right. So, that was Charlie Durst. Okay, let me write this down. So he remembered, yeah, just a second here, I'm writing this down. Okay, today is the 5th day of December. Whoa. Okay. Oh, here's another caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Morton Salt, when it rains, it pours.
Yeah, you're correct. Yes, yeah. Okay, now, would you like a ticket to the zoo? Or two tickets to the zoo?
Do you have Sensodas?
I just gave it away. You're just late.
Okay, I'll take the tickets.
Okay, and what is your name?
Jean, J-E-A-N.
Okay. All right, Jean, and you get zoo tickets. All right, two of them. Okay. Very good. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Now let me write this down here. Okay. So the peanut push tomorrow, I just wonder if they're going to, you know, here, you know, it is something. When MRN got, you know, eliminated local programming, the publicity for the peanut push went downhill. And the publicity for everything else went downhill. And so now what do you do? That's why I'm mentioning it. Here, if you want to enroll in the peanut push, I would give the radio station a call and say yes, or take out your $20 and give to them. I'd hate to see anything happen to the peanut push. It's been such a good fundraiser. And it's been going on for, 1969. Oh, boy, that's a long time. All right, so Gene gets the zoo tickets. Okay, now let me cross off what I've got here. Morton Salt, when it rains, it pours. Remember the little girl in the umbrella? And she's saying, when it rains, it pours. Okay, now here's another one that I doubt if you'll get. Now, where the cigar store has been, or had been, over the years, at the corner of Main and Center, toward the east end of that, there was another store that sold tobacco. And it was a long time ago. Now, I've got pictures of the sign for that store. And it wasn't, it wasn't the Danner family that had it years ago. It was another family, and they remodeled, and when they remodeled, they tore away and exposed the original sign for the smoke shop. So, what did that sign say? In one word. Well, you put two words to it. The last phrase was smoke shop. What was the first name? It was Blank Smoke Shop. 740-383-9944. I don't expect too many people to remember that because that was before Schulte's Cigar Store. Oh, yes, that was on the east end of that area. And I can remember that whole area because my son-in-law had a law office there. I know, and I used to help him out. I worked in that building where the cigar store was right next to it. And all that's going to be done up for that food bank. All right. So now what do I have here? Here's another local question. Down on Mount Vernon Avenue, and I asked this one other time, there was a photographer, quite well known, and he was taking pictures of Harding High School graduates clear back in the 50s. But he had something on his garage door that set his house apart from all the others. And set his garage apart from all others. What did Jim Bush and his wife have at their house painted on their garage door. Oh, yeah, that's a toughie. Jim Bush, I don't know where Jim Bush is today. His wife, I remember, was from another country, might have been Germany. But, yeah, Jim Bush was a nice guy and did good photography. But at his house, to show his happiness, he had something painted on his garage door that a lot of people noticed if they went down Mount Vernon Avenue. And all, what was it? 7403399944. Okay. Now, we'll go to something else. Tell me, who was the first king crowned at the Peanut Push? He was a peanut king, and I can't remember the queen's name. Gee whiz. But I can remember the king because I talk to him every now and then. What was the king's name, the very first king of the Peanut Push? And that would have been 1969, I do believe. He wore a crown made by students at Tri Rivers. All right. Okay, can you name that? Okay, and what was on Jim Bush's garage door, painted on by an artist? What was the name of the original a store that sold tobacco items there where a Schulte's cigar store was? And I've got a picture of it. Sometime I ought to put that on the internet, a picture of that. Okay, and now let's see, what else do I have here? Oh, I know something. A question popped up yesterday. You know, Christmas is the time for reindeer, of course. I was in... I'm trying to remember which town it was in Alaska. It might have been Skagway. I bought a reindeer sandwich. Reindeer burgers up there are like hamburgers here. But now there's two different versions of the reindeer. There's the caribou. Now, the caribou and the reindeer are pretty much the same. But there is a noticeable difference between, not physically, between the caribou and the reindeer. And I learned this just yesterday, that a caribou is a reindeer. Got that? Yeah. Yes, you can Google that. I'll give you a chance to Google it. 10:28's the time. 10:28 and a half. What's the difference between a caribou and a reindeer? You know, reindeer burgers are all right. Tastes a lot like a regular hamburger. One of my special treats recently, though, was to eat a bison burger. You know, a buffalo burger. And they're good. They're good for you. And have a lot of nutrition and so forth. Have you ever had a buffalo burger? Okay. Oh, now here's a good one. Some of you people that go to Central Christian Church, the original home of George King, who founded the Wyandotte Popcorn Company, and also was the owner of King's Mill. You know, there's a King's Mill golf course, but he didn't own the golf course. He owned a mill, King's Mill. That's where it got its name. Old George King. He didn't want to live out in the country. He lived in town in that beautiful home on Mount Vernon Avenue, which is now Central Christian Church. Now, I want you to tell me where the Central Christian Church was originally
located. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Wow, that's my favorite Christmas song, Ted.
I know. I can hear it in my sleep. But what I wouldn't give to hear for a little bit of Andy Williams, it's the most wonderful time of the year.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the place for the holiday season.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. And, you know, I was just thinking, and I've thought of this quite a bit. You know, things that go on in Marion leave us sometimes wondering what the future of whatever they're doing is going to be. Now, I noticed yesterday on the Marion Mount Gilead Road, or the extension of Mount Vernon Road, or drive, or street, across the street on the same side was that beauty shop. However, that beauty shop has been gutted, and they're about, I would suppose, to tear that building down. But how do we find out these things? There should be in Marion somewhere, whether it's a volunteer organization or what, that could find out what's happening and let everybody know. This station would let anybody with the knowledge of what's happening in Marion on the air to tell. And I just wish that could happen. But a lot of towns probably need the same thing. People that know what's going on or can find out what's going on and let the public know. And if they don't, you know, you get all kinds of answers. But there again, couldn't the some organization come up with a person or persons that could investigate whatever is going on and find out so we could put it on the air? That's one of the big things that people say, hey, do you know what this or what's that? Okay. Who was the first peanut king? Yeah, you hear him on the air every now and then. The first peanut king of Marion. And that was a long time ago. Wow. And, boy, those were the days. I remember Glenn Lucas was my announcer that I had for the peanut bush. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, I think Chamber of Commerce would know what's going on.
You know, that'd be nice if they would come forward and, you know, say, hey, yeah.
That if you call them, I didn't call them, but I'm just saying, I'm sure they know what's going on around Marion.
Yeah, we need to have, an organization like them to let us know. Maybe either by email or by just calling like you are today.
You know, you had on before, some places in business 50 years. I never did hear the answer to that, and you're still operating, you said.
Let's see. Fahey Bank.
Hemmerly's or...
Hemmerly's. Yeah, Hemmerly's been around for a long time, but...
Yeah.
Let me see. Fahey Bank is the oldest business still going. Yeah. And there might be another, but boy, they're fading fast.
Well, I think Marion Flower Shop and Hemmerly's both have been 50 years to still operate.
That could be very well be, yes, yeah.
And while we're on the phone, you talk about how many streets in town are named after the presidents.
Yes.
How many do you think there's in this town that's named after the presidents?
I don't know, but I bet most of the presidents have streets named after them in Marion.
I think I looked up, there's 19.
19? No kidding.
19,
wow.
Yes. You get looking.
Yeah.
I didn't believe it was that many. I figured 10 or 12, but there's 19. I don't have my friend in front of me.
Yeah.
But it makes you think.
Boy, it sure does. You bet.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, too, is there anything you'd like to know about anything that's happening in Marion?
Well, I don't know. Let me see.
Now, it used to be years ago when I was on the air at MRN, I could ask anything and get an immediate answer.
Well, you know, you guys give gifts away. I know they're donated and all that, and that's nice. But I'll tell you, when you get food gifts, like whether it's McDonald's or Wendy's or whoever, people really call in on that stuff because they like to eat.
Yeah.
You know,
Marion has a big appetite, yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you can get people to, you know, like I said before, it's going to take a while for you guys, and I think you're coming along pretty good.
Yeah, it's coming along, yes, indeed, yeah.
But, you know, when you do that, people listen like, hey, I'll get a free thing from McDonald's or Wendy's.
That's right.
Or somebody, you know.
It didn't take long for me to give away sans sodas today.
Yeah. You know, before I heard Scott Spears on there, it was you maybe, with George Casotas.
Yeah.
He's pretty knowledgeable, ain't he?
He knows everything about the downtown area because he had a restaurant downtown for, what, 60 years?
Yeah, I remember him having a downtown. I mean, I know who George is. I don't know him personally.
Yeah, he's...
What?
Yeah.
Is he about 90?
No, he's about 2 years older than me. And makes about 87.
Okay.
Yeah. But
I'll tell you what, you make it interesting. I like listening to you on the radio.
Thanks. I'm interested in everything, and I like to pass it along.
I know. Knowledge is everything. Knowledge is power.
Yes,
got it.
Indeed, yes, yes.
You know, if you use it right, just like strength. Strength's great if you use it right.
Yes,
you know.
For sure, yeah.
Okay, I didn't mean to take up your time so
much. I'm sure glad you called, though.
Okay, I'll call back, Charlie.
Yeah, do that. Okay, thank you. Okay, so, yeah, I appreciate that. And if you know of anything going on, give me a buzz. That's what we're here for, to inform the public. And just like here at Dunkin' Donuts, you know, we wondered for a while whether we were barking up the tree and there was nothing up the tree. But then yesterday or the day before, I went by where that beauty shop was, and it's been gutted. The interior has been gutted. And I would suppose, but I don't know, they would have to tear down that building and redo it, I would think. Now, here's something that is interesting, too. Yesterday and today, I went by the new Panda Express. And they're moving right along. In fact, they put up their sign yesterday, but I would suppose it's going to take a couple or 3 weeks yet before they would ever be open. They've got new driveways put in and new everything, and it should be interesting. Panda Express. Now, you can find them on the internet. Now, here's what I was noticing, too. How many Chinese-oriented or, not Chinese, Japanese, whatever... How many restaurants like that do we have in Marion? Okay, let's start at the very beginning on the east side. We have the restaurant, the full-service restaurant there in the shopping center called the Mallard Square. And it has a drive-up window, and I can't remember. I have a hard time remembering names. Okay, you've got that one. Then you come across the street and you're going to have Panda Express. And then you jump down going west and you'll find a Chinese Walk. And then you jump across the street and you'll jump right into Hong Kong Buffet. And then if you leave there and turn around, you'll go out to the House of Hunan. House of Hunan was one of the, if not one of the very first, but the very first Chinese or Japanese restaurant in Marion. But between House of Hunan, though, there was the famous company. They didn't stay too long, but I used to advertise for them, and their name slips me right now. But that would make at least five or six Oriental-style restaurants. So there are a lot of people who like Oriental food. Now, I like tofu, I like tofu, but I like hot and sour soup. Now, the one thing, hot and sour, you have to kind of watch because it's got so much salt in it. There we go with salt. And I could eat hot and sour every day, but I'm on a low-salt diet, so maybe I'll eat hot and sour once a week there. But I looked at their menu. Their menu is on Facebook or on the Google. And so most of the restaurants do have their menus online. So it's a lot different than it used to be. My land, the information that is available on the internet. It's great. 10:40 and a half is the time. So how are there any other? I haven't mentioned the one. I can't remember their name, and I've eaten there quite a bit, on the east end of the Mallard Square. Then you come across Panda Express, which isn't open yet, but yeah, their opening must be coming soon. And then the Chinese Walk, I think they call it, in the Plaza Shopping Center. Then there's the House of Hunan, and the... what's the buffet? The Hong Kong buffet, yeah. When you look at it, there's about as much Chinese as there is hamburgers. 10:41's the time. Do you have any idea? How many of you like Chinese food? I like it because it's a little lighter. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Lee Garden, Charlie.
Oh, Lee Garden, yes. Okay.
Now, you also left out, what's that Japanese steakhouse over there by Aspen Dental?
Over, where is it?
Isn't that a Japanese restaurant?
Where was the location?
Over there by, I think it's Aspen Dental.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Aspen Dental.
I think there's like a tanning place in there, too.
Well, the Panda Express is out that way, isn't it?
Well, that's farther
out
than what I'm talking about, yeah.
Okay. Well, if anybody knows, let me know.
Listen, Charlie, I'm just like you. I used to love hot and sour soup. I want to make some of this. So I looked up the ingredients. Do you know that it says that sometimes they flavor that with pork blood?
Yes. Oh, really?
So that was the end of my affection for hot and sour soup. Well, that's what paid to that.
The last I had was down at the Typhoon restaurant in Delaware. And boy, it's hot. When you say hot and sour, it is hot.
Yeah, it's nice on a cold winter's day.
Yeah, oh, yes, yes.
But I just can't take a chance and drink blood.
Well, I never heard of that.
Well, I'm serious. Look it up.
Yeah, I have to do that.
Okay, Charlie, have a good
day. Okay, you too. Thanks. Okay. That's interesting. But, yeah, I love hot and sour and tofu. Tofu is made from soybeans produced by American farmers. And soybeans are not fermented, but what? They're soaked in the water, and there's a process they go through. And tofu has not much flavor unless you put something with it. Okay, caller, go ahead.
The Iron Chef are the ones, the restaurant that she and you were thinking of.
The Iron Chef, where's it at?
Right there, what she said, by Aspen Dental, across from OSUM, and right there in that little complex.
I never heard of the Iron
Chef. They fix it right at your table, well, not your table, but right at the bar, and it's very exciting.
The Iron Chef, yeah.
Now you know.
Finally. Yes, right.
Okay.
Hey, okay.
Thank you.
Very good, thank you.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Why did I forget the... Yeah, where they come and these guys are trained to be able to flip food in the air and catch it and make little piles of onions and pour a flammable liquid in and light it. Oh, that's neat. Neat as a pin. And here's what I like there. Their Misa soup, M-I-S-A, Misa. And it is so good. And... it's a little different than the other, but okay. So now, oh my goodness, the Chinese Walk, oh boy, and right near there, of course, the Hong Kong buffet, and near
towards
that,
the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
Oh, Charlie, that's one of my favorite Christmas poems of all time.
Well, it's not a Christmas poem.
Yes, it is. One of the most famous Christmas poems of all time, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Well, maybe, but I was referring to my house. We just had the exterminator out.
Happy holidays from WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. I'm glad our listener squared me out on the Chinese Walk. My, I never realized that we have so much Oriental food available in Marion. Now, I can remember, too, when the House of Hunan was located on Delaware Avenue, and that place now was torn down and is a drugstore. But after House of Hunan, or before, was a national chain of Oriental restaurants. And one of the tastiest things they had was the, what's it called now? I'm trying to remember. I noticed here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes.
Yeah, out there when you're talking about the beauty shop on Lafayette Avenue.
Yes.
That is supposed to be where Dunkin' Donuts is.
That's
going
right. We've
into.
Been talking about that for weeks now, yeah.
Right. But it's not called Dunkin' Donuts anymore. It is called Dunkin's.
Dunkin's, yeah.
Their advertisement on TV that I've seen a couple.
Now,
I've
got.
Going by Dunkin'.
Yeah. I've got something. Do you know?
Not Dunkin' Donuts anymore.
Do you know that the dough to make Dunkin' Donuts is made in Martell, Ohio?
Right. Yeah, old guy over the plant over there, yeah.
Yeah. Manel Milling, yeah. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, it makes a flour for it, yeah.
Yeah, okay, Brett. Thank you. Okay, now, what was the name of this young couple before House of Hunan, or vice versa, had this Chinese restaurant there where they tore it down and built that drugstore on Delaware Avenue. They were the nicest couple that owned, it was a national franchise. And one of the most tastiest things that any Chinese restaurant has, if they do it right, are the crab rangoon. Crab rangoon. Oh, delicious. Now, I noticed that the Panda Express advertises Crab Rangoon. And let me see. In Delaware, the Typhoon, which is more authentic than a lot of restaurants as far as technical aspects of Chinese cooking go, they've got these crab rangoons in a phyllo thing that at deep fried, but it's folded up and kind of tied up, and the phyllo bread with the ingredients in it. Oh, so good. Absolutely good. Well, how about you folks out there? How many of you enjoy eating Chinese? Because I didn't realize we had so many Chinese or Japanese. How would you classify in general? Would you say eliminate the word Chinese, Japanese, because there are differences, or would you just call them Oriental style restaurants? I don't know, but Panda Express, they got a big new sign out in front, and they're working on the interior. But to work on the interior, they've had to put draperies up around to keep the cold out. Okay, caller, go ahead.
I'll tell you what, that House of Hunan out there, that's just as good of eating as any place in Marion, and it's clean.
Very good. All right.
Yeah, I love that place, I'll tell you. And I know the woman that owned that. Now her boys, I think, took over. And they give you a nice portion.
and it's clean. My one buddy is a plumber, and he's worked in their kitchen for him.
He's known in all the joints, huh?
He told me, he said, well, he looks, you know, he sees stuff.
Yeah.
And he said, it's clean.
Well, that's good to know.
And I'll tell you something else, that hot mustard, that'll make your head go around.
Yeah, right.
I love that hot mustard.
Yeah, do you ever eat tofu, or not tofu, but the hot and sour soup?
Oh, yeah, I always get the spicy one, the hot and sour.
I love that, yeah. Man.
But that mustard, a lot of times, I'd get egg rolls, you know, and dip them in that mustard.
Oh, my, yeah. Put your...
I'd put it on there, and when I take a bite, that would freeze me.
Oh, boy.
That thing would go around the top of my head, Charlie.
You like, really?
I was in a trance.
Boy, I wonder what kind of mustard that would be, you know, other than regular mustard.
I don't know, but I'll tell you this. Eating hot stuff every day, eating something like a hot pepper.
Yes.
Is good for your blood and your arteries. Uh-huh. I tell a lot of people that.
Oh, I need that, yeah.
And you won't see that in the book, no place, but it does. It cleanses them.
Yeah.
Cleanses your colon, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
And you eat some of that. Yeah, it'll burn your lips a little bit, your tongue and stuff. Yeah. But, boy, about 10 minutes, your breathing gets so much better. You can, like, man.
Right.
It opens everything up on you.
I often think of the Mexican people that eat habaneros and all those highly...
Yep.
Fire sticks, yeah.
See, I think in the old days, everybody used vinegar and stuff like that for whatever ailments you had. That's what they did.
Right.
And you think it worked on most people. Everything worked pretty good.
Yeah.
Now people get a little ache and they've got to go to the doctor and get this or that or whatever.
And have you noticed for the last few weeks, all we've seen on television advertisements for supplemental insurance for what Medicaid doesn't pay?
Yes.
One commercial after another, but that all ends tomorrow.
Yes. Uh-huh. Well, I think that maybe they did some different plans for people, you know, what fits your family, not mine, maybe, you know.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So I don't know, but insurance is it's that big thing, you know, it's tough.
Well, that's the biggest expense in our lives. Ooh, wow.
Yeah. You know, what we should do, I think, I don't know how some countries can afford insurance for everybody. We need to look into that and see what they do, you know.
Oh, yes, right, yeah.
You know, years ago, I remember when I was in school, in Holland and stuff, they had them windmills. And nobody thought nothing about them. And now, these windmills, like out here at Whirlpool,
yes,
they're going up all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And you wouldn't, if you go west of Whirlpool into Hardin County, you'll find 70 of those.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they're neat.
Yeah. They're generating a lot of electricity. Wow.
I think someday, I won't see it, but I think someday every house will probably have one.
Yeah, they've got small ones for homes, too, that spin not as a blade, but a vertical thing.
And I just wonder what that would cost.
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting to find out.
I'd like to see this work out here at Whirlpool. I think it said it saves 15 or 20% of the electric bill.
Oh, yes. And there's one up at Winford High School in Crawford County that saves, I think, 40% of their electric, or provides that much.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
This technology.
No coal smoke.
It's pretty wild.
Oh, yes. And it's growing every day. Boy.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, it's past me because I don't have a smartphone. I just got a little flip-flop.
Oh, really?
I don't want to learn all this other stuff.
Well, you
know,
sound
I mean?
Like my wife the same way. She's got a flip-flop. And I said, hey, if you want to see pictures of our grandkids, I got it on my smartphone.
Yeah.
But, well, you know, when you get older, yeah.
Somebody has to teach me how to work it because, you know, I'm going on 81, and I'm not bitching, not whining, but, you know, there's certain things I don't need, you know?
Oh, sure, yeah, yeah. Well, it's one of those we got along without it before, we can do it again.
Yeah, but House of Hunan
is just as good a place to eat in this town as any.
Okay, well, very good. Okay.
I like that place.
All right.
Okay, Charlie.
Okay, thanks. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. Boy, 10:55 already. This morning is going right along. So I, you know, we can learn an awful lot here on these programs because our audience is growing every day as people find out where we are. You know, for a long time, it was difficult. We're, you know, on an FM dial. Now, I can remember back in 1980, I went to work for the original Scantlin Communication WDIF. And at that time, we had a big campaign to equip your car with an FM converter so you could hear our station. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Oh, yeah, something to add to what the last caller said about
yes.
the hot peppers and
yeah.
eating hot things.
Yes.
I did a little research on that.
Yeah, right.
And it also, peppers are really high in capsaicin, and that helps with, like, arthritis, and it's a natural anti-inflammatory.
Capsaicin is the ingredient of all those things that you put on your aching joints.
Yeah, and your hot peppers, they have that in there naturally.
Yeah.
Do you like hot peppers, Charlie?
Not too hot, but I know the goodness of peppers, and I try to eat them as hot as I can without killing myself.
Yeah, jalapeno is about as crazy as I go with it.
Oh yeah, after that.
But have you ever like looked up on YouTube like the hot pepper eating challenges?
Oh I, no. Oh yeah. Well yes, I have. Yeah. Now I tell you. When I was
some of
out,
those people can really handle the heat, can't they?
Oh my. The jalapeno is about, oh, boy, I tell you
that's
that.
That's as hot as I can go. I'm not much of a daredevil,
yeah.
But some of them, they have different kinds of peppers I never even heard of and stuff, and some people can just gobble them right down, but.
Yeah, and then you see their face turn red, and, oh, my.
They'll pay for it later, won't they, Charlie?
Oh, yes.
All right, see ya.
Okay. All right, yeah. How hot a pepper can you eat? Oh, my. And, you know, you wouldn't want to eat one that's going to take your breath away and fall over. But people, I can't believe how hot a pepper some people can eat. Now, they gauge pepper. You know, there's a measurement word for the hotness of peppers. Oh, my goodness. But jalapeno, that's... Now, let me tell you, like I say, I got a story with everything. I was working out at MCI with a group of prisoners, putting something together for a show I was doing. And one said, "Hey, Mr. Evers, let me show you something." He took me out to and showed where they were growing jalapeno peppers. Okay, caller, go ahead.
I was calling about an event going on in Marion.
Okay, go ahead.
Some information.
Yes, go ahead.
I follow Lawrence Orchards, and he's having old-fashioned Christmas tomorrow with hayride, singing, decorating cookies. There's going to be a live nativity, bonfire, and it's all free except if you want to make a craft.
Okay, now where will this be?
At the orchard, at Lawrence Orchards.
Oh, at Lawrence Orchards, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's tomorrow. What time?
It starts at 1, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, if I'm wrong on that, I'll let you know. But I follow them, and I'm pretty sure it starts at 1,
okay.
So you can do the peanut push and then go to the orchard.
You might run into Johnny Appleseed. You never know.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, of course, downtown in Bucyrus tomorrow. They're having ice skating. Yes, they are. They're going to be ice skating, and they're inviting people to come downtown. Bring your skates. And there's a parade, and all the businesses are lit up with candles. And that's one place. And tomorrow is a peanut push here. And there's also a parade.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the place for the holiday season. For legendary actress and the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll
Exactly right. Now, Pat, at Christmas time, do you decorate the house up?
I have gotten to do so less and less, Scott, because I don't live with my children. I'm on the East Coast, they're on the West Coast. And I have gotten to be a lazy old lady. That is hard work, decorating your house for Christmas. And this old lady is not up to it. So I put around some very old and very memory-shaking objet de Yule. And I don't go ape. I don't go crazy, but I do get fresh flowers. And I do always have poinsettias.
What will you do this year at the holidays, Pat?
Probably run away and hide. No, that's bah humbug. No, I will have a customary Christmas. I'm not getting to California until after the first of the year.
You know, over the weekend, Pat, I did some rapping. Did you like rapping?
Oh, I'm not very good at it, Scott. I just have to be honest about my own gifts. That's not one of them. And I have friends who are sheer artists wrapping their gifts. I mean, I would rather get their gifts just for the wrappings. I don't want to undo them. Wonderful artistic work. I have none of those genes. Mine look like a railroad engineer did them on a 5-minute time off, because I have no delicacy, I have no eye, I'm a mess, so I usually ask my daughter to wrap them. She's fantastic! I just look like I was in a train wreck with the gifts, and I don't like that to give to people. I don't know what I'd do without my daughter, because she cooks for me, she wraps for me. She's my own assisted living. But I have no talent as far as those pretty things that women do with paper and string and ribbon. I can't do any of that. It looks like I was at a rodeo first. It's frightening. Frightening.
Because it is Christmas, and one of the most important parts of Christmas, is the music, and we hear the music a lot, and I do love your voice, so can you give us a little bit of a Christmas